This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's all about the snow on the East Coast, and I mean snow, snow. You know the old Christmas song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow? I think pretty much everybody feels as though I'm going to speak for all of you who are in the middle of this. Yeah, let's let it stop snowing. Boy, it is Snowmageddon, and that is an overused word, but certainly when you're talking about 2 feet of snow, 3 feet of snow, much more than that in some areas. Again, I now have done two shows where we've talked about what it's like and on I-95 and how terrible it's been, but it really has been crazy, crazy wild snow, so how can I not open and talk about that? Hey, everybody, hope you survived that, and although your backs may be killing you, it is pretty much over in some areas, so that's the good news. So whether you have the Snow Joe 40-volt, 18-inch single-stage, or the Yardmax 18-inch, 87cc single-stage gas snowblower, you know exactly what I mean, because these suckers go all the way up to almost $3,000. And what you just heard for our snowblower is probably somewhere in between, but there was a run on snowblowers in the Northeast, and some of the stores that sell them, like Home Depot, whatever kind of snowblower it was. I called a few just for fun and found out that the snow thrower or snow blower, the machine that removes snow from areas where it's not wanted, like a driveway, sidewalk, roadway, ice rink, or runway, is pretty much no-go, because there were a lot of places that did not have snowblowers anymore. And like I said, when you talk about 95 and the snow, this is in particular Washington, Philadelphia. Those are the areas that really, really got hit very, very hard by that snow. That, by the way, is on its way to Chicago. So now in the Midwest, where you're used to that kind of weather and Mother Nature deals you that kind of blows, now it's your turn, so to speak, when it comes to how many inches or how many feet you might be digging out of. But it's interesting to see that here we are in February, a day where on February 2nd, as we get ready to swing to the 3rd, it's all about a groundhog and whether or not the groundhog, Punxsutawney Phil, sees its shadow, which, by the way, Punxsutawney Phil did see its shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter. And as official totals go, into New England, 3 feet of snow. One Pennsylvania borough had 3 feet plus. Upstate New York was just completely buried, so you get the idea. While that was happening from this powerful storm, what was happening in D.C., despite the snow, the 20 inches, the 2 feet, the what have you, that dragged itself in and across our nation's capital, it was kind of a somber evening, because at the Capitol, the First Lady and the President, President Biden, paid their respects to the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, who lost his life, who died of the injuries in that January 6th riot. He's actually lying in honor at the Capitol Rotunda through Wednesday, and it's such an unusual thing to happen, because it's something that doesn't often happen, and certainly not for a Capitol Police officer. So this was a really solemn evening, where you had the Speaker of the House, you had the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Minority Leader, you know, Republicans and Democrats who were there for that ceremony of the ashes at 9:30 in the evening. There was a viewing period for Capitol Police officers. And again, like I said, it goes through the night, and you have members of Congress that are able to pay their respects until 7 o'clock in the morning. So this is something that you never, ever, ever see happen. But the 42-year-old officer was reportedly, remember, struck in the head with a fire extinguisher during that hours-long attack on the Capitol, and he later collapsed and died the next day from his injuries at a hospital. And one of the things, I guess there were a couple of people had a few things to say, but Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said in a joint statement that the U.S. Congress is united in grief, gratitude, and solemn appreciation for the service and sacrifice of Officer Brian Sicknick, the heroism of Officer Sicknick and the Capitol Police Force during the violent insurrection against our Capitol, helped save lives, defend the temple of our democracy, and ensure that our Congress was not diverted from our job of legislation. So Brian Sicknick, very, very sad to see again that ceremony, because this is a guy who was a veteran turned critic, actually, of the Iraq War, and always dreamed of becoming a police officer, and he realized that dream, and he served with the Capitol Police since 2008. Besides that, what is really happening behind the scenes in our seat of liberty is the trial, soon to be trial, of the president and the former president, and that happens in the Senate next week. So it's interesting. Every single week, we have seen the Capitol. I was thinking about this today. We have seen the Capitol in some form on display, and starting with what happened on January 6th, and now here we are again. But this time, it's because it's a farewell to one of the fallen in that heinous insurrection that happened on the Hill. And next week, it's going to be about the conversation in the Senate as to the trial of the former president, Donald Trump. In the meantime, the buzz in the land, a lot of what you and I would be talking about still is COVID-19. Do you know somebody who's a long hauler? Do you know somebody who's died? Have you gotten the vaccine? Do you know how to get on a list? Are you not getting a vaccine? Are your kids in school? Are you keeping them home? Do they have a choice? I mean, I can give you 50 questions within 3 minutes. And I just had a social distancing lunch with someone today, and of course, for the first 15 minutes, COVID-19 and some of those questions dominated the conversation. More than 420,000 people plus, I mean, we're inching up to 500,000, have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. so far, and 100,000 in 2020, and we're only up to February 2nd, going to February 3rd. New case numbers are falling in some states, so that's the good news. But the big spreaders of COVID-19 are adults 20 to 49, and the effort to control the spread, the focus is on that age group. Coming up on the flip side, we'll tell you what Anthony Fauci had to say about getting the shots and getting any kind of dose in anybody's arm. And then, of course, we've got the mailbag coming up as well. So hang with us.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Should I stay or should I go now? That is the question that I'm asking all of you. We're going to go to Anthony Fauci and what he had to say today, the top doc in the nation. But before we go there, the question still when it comes to COVID is exactly that. What do we do? How do we get in? What ultimately is it that you want to do, that you think is the right thing to do for your family? And that, again, is part of the conversation with these updates. You have some of the vaccine doses that are going straight to pharmacies now, and you have one dose of AstraZeneca, the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine that cuts down transmission, and the U.S. is sending some vaccines, again, straight out to those places where you pick up the rest of your meds or cough syrup or whatever, and it is the mad scramble. They're talking about the White House COVID response coordinator, Jeff Zients, is saying that they're going to start with about 1 million doses sent to 6,500 pharmacies beginning next week. The number of pharmacies could ultimately reach, ready for this, 40,000. And ultimately, what is the idea? Fauci says you got to get those doses into arms no matter what's happening. Here's what he said.
In this way, there are no doses that are hanging around. A dose that's available is going to go into someone's arm.
There you go. Because some of them, it's been reported that some of them aren't getting used. And then there's the report that there are the shortages, which mostly is accurate. There's more shortages. And I said this before, COVID-19, the exact number, because we get the numbers from John Hopkins, is 445,000 Americans, and infections continue to mount I said the 100,000 was the number in 2021, and the CDC is reporting that the nation's second case of coronavirus, the Brazilian variant, has been identified in Minnesota. So three cases of the South African variant, two in South Carolina, one in Maryland, have also been detected in the U.S. So now the National Park Service is requiring all visitors' employees to wear masks inside buildings and facilities and on land when physically distancing can't be maintained. And I've been at some of these parks, so I know exactly what they're talking about. And especially on weekends, that's where it gets more crowded. The idea is people are trying to get out, get some air, and now you have to be extra careful about that. By the way, giving people who have had COVID only one dose of a vaccine wouldn't negatively impact their antibodies, they say, but would free up some of the urgently needed doses. So that's the other part of this, that, okay, with 26.3 million confirmed cases and all those deaths I mentioned, and the global total through the roof, 103.6 million cases, what do we have to do to just keep on rolling and keep on doing this? And then figure out what we can do for the long haulers and stave off as much loss of life as is possible. And so that is ultimately the question. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts day or night, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So stay or go also applies to something else that's happening on the Hill. Like I said, never have we focused so much on one building and the people underneath it, in a way. Because I always say what washes out of Washington and infuriates so many of us, or makes you elated because the person representing you or people representing you have done what you thought they were going to do, at least on a certain bill or something that was of particular interest to you. But besides Sicknick and the Capitol Police officer and having him in the rotunda, and again, a reminder of what happened on the 6th, and besides getting ready for this Senate impeachment trial, and again, the quest to find 17 Republican senators who are going to say, yes, the president did incite the riot, and they impeach him on that one article of the offense, I think is an impossible treasure hunt that will not happen. I would be absolutely 100% stunned if it did. And then, of course, it's all about confirming Joe Biden's cabinet, or not confirming. They were going through the hearing. So the Senate confirmed Pete Buttigieg as the transportation secretary. So a lot of that is moving along. The rest of the conversation, or a big chunk of the conversation, is what's happening with this Georgia representative and the reaction to Marjorie Greene and Taylor Greene and moving offices, and some saying she should be censured, and Mitch McConnell taking a big swing on Republicans lifting her up to the Education Committee. And so what is it that they can do for her removal? Because Democrats are calling for her removal. So should she stay or should she go? There are Republicans that are silent. There are Republicans who are furious and think this is going to really smash the party, and it's bad for the party completely all together. So we're doing an unofficial poll. Should she stay or should she go? Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we're talking about what is happening on the Hill to try to force her out, whether it's gerrymandering her out of her seat. That's one of the conversations that's been discussed, and Republican leaders are doing a litmus test on what they can possibly do. And this is a congresswoman who was elected. I mean, she's newly elected, and here she was placed on this education committee in a very prominent spot, and all this footage of her and some things that she's had to say are getting played nonstop, and the discussion on the Hill, a lot of it, besides pushing for the COVID response and whether it's going to be bipartisan or not, the other half of that is now part of it anyway, dedicated to this and dedicated to a couple of the other moves that I mentioned, but there is a ton of focus in this direction. So you may have thoughts on that. Certainly you can let them fly. Send it to me, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com or 855-266-5283. The other big thing that is certainly sucking up some of our attention is what's going on with GameStop, AMC, other stocks, Silver, and Robinhood, the Robinhood Raiders. A lot of Wall Streeters who have big fat wallets are not happy with this. Just think of the movie Big Short and you understand what I'm talking about, because if you watch it, it is exactly what we're seeing right before our very eyes. The little guys getting their hand in the big fat cookie jar on Wall Street, and it is really messing with some of the plans for some of those hedge funds who have lost a ton of money, especially on GameStop. Scott in Florida, you have the floor. What's up, Scott?
Good evening, Mr. Laney. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so happy that GameStop and AMC were shorted. Now Wall Street knows exactly how it feels to be swindled. They got beaten at their own game and they hate it, but it was all right to swindle Main Street for years and take the American people for fools. This hits home for me, Mr. Laney, because on September 15th, 2008, my parents and I were swindled out of $190,000 in common stock when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. Do you remember when Lehman Brothers went bankrupt?
It was awful, yes.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. And anyway, they went bankrupt, but they didn't have to. They went to bankrupt deliberately, caused by the greed and incompetence of one disgraced CEO, Richard Foles, who destroyed the 157-year-old legendary investment bank. Thousands of Lehman employees lost their jobs, and thousands of Lehman investors were wiped out. Luckily, we weren't wiped out, but it was very traumatic, lost a lot of money. My parents went to their graves, never getting reimbursed by Lehman Brothers nor the SEC. And I have to be frank with you. I blame greedy and evil Jewish bankers for stealing our money. And it doesn't end there with Lehman Brothers. I got a list here I jotted down of other bankers. Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase deliberately manipulated the price of precious metals, gold and silver. To all your listeners, if you have cash, buy as much physical silver as you can get your hands on and try to bankrupt J.P. Morgan Chase.
Wow. All right, Scott, we're up against it. So I would say, yeah, Lehman Brothers, unbelievable. Sorry that happened to your family. Silver, yep, same thing. People are going nutty in that direction. And you're right, again, with some of the things that happened that drained people of savings, of 401ks, serious money that they needed, and deliberately going bankrupt. And again, banks too big to fail, and that's what I point to, and that's a whole other story, and that led us down that path back in 2008. I'll raise my hand. I know I lost some money. I know my mother lost some money. You might have, too. Hang with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to support his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. He reportedly spoke to many of them during a private luncheon on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called a Republican-backed $600 billion relief bill too small. Senator Joe Manchin, considered a vital Democratic vote, says he wants to make sure that whatever ends up passing, there's input from the other side of the aisle. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that he wants to ensure a bipartisan COVID relief package.
What I have told everybody, and I made it very clear, from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input. I'm not going to do it just down the lines of just saying party line vote. It has to make sense. And if it's out of the realm that makes sense and what we've worked on together, we built too much trust up among each other to allow this to fall apart. So they can count on me to make sure that we do everything to make this bipartisan.
This is USA Radio News. Multiple FBI agents were shot Tuesday during an early morning raid in Florida. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The FBI is reporting two of their agents were killed Tuesday morning and three others were wounded while trying to serve a search warrant in a child pornography case. It happened at 6 a.m. Eastern at a barricaded home in Sunrise, Florida, about 10 miles west of Fort Lauderdale. Two of the wounded agents were transported to the hospital and are in stable condition. No details of suspects or names of the fallen officers was given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed two more of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Alejandro Mayorkas as Homeland Security Secretary and Pete Buttigieg as Transportation Secretary. Mayorkas becomes the first Latino and first immigrant to lead DHS. His approval also gives the department its first Senate-approved leader since Kirstjen Nielsen left in April 2019. Buttigieg also becomes the first Senate-approved LGBTQ cabinet secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're going to rip through a ton of mail. Thanks to all of you for filling up the mailbag. Kate Delaney here, not sitting in 2 feet of snow. In fact, it was like 65 degrees where our satellite facility is, so I was pretty happy, I have to say, about that. Some of you understand because you're getting similar weather. Others of you, in fact, every U.S. state will see below freezing temperatures over the next week. So I guess I'm going to get blasted with the polar vortex, which is what we would blame, meaning that you would see the coldest air of the season diving south. Nobody's going to be left out, including Hawaii. So I'm enjoying the temperature for now, but 86% of us in this country, in the United States, if you're listening to us in the U.S., and 235 million people, it'll be one blast of Arctic air responsible for that, the polar vortex. But that's next week. We're living day by day, aren't we? Because we live under the great question mark that is the pandemic. And that's what Joe in New Orleans wanted to talk about. You, Kate Delaney. So I see what is going on, and it does not make me happy in this country. There are several things that you tick down your list every single night that I think is part of the conversation, and it goes from COVID-19 to what's happening with stock manipulation, although bring it on, the little guy taking on the big guy, to a whole slew of other topics that I could run down, but my email is getting rather long, so I don't want to do that. I'm going to actually switch gears on you, Kate, and ask you about Marjorie Taylor Greene and the showdown on the Hill. How I am a staunch conservative, and I voted for Trump the first time. I was one of the Republicans who just couldn't do it the second time because of some of the things I didn't like. I don't think his administration was horrible all the way around. I think some things that were done were positive, but it was just getting too out of control. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, to me, is poisonous. I agree with Mitch McConnell, and I agree with you. There wasn't much he's ever said that I agree with, but I think that she is a danger to the people that she represents, and she's a danger to the people on the Hill. You cannot have someone like that destroying our great grand old party. I think they should remove her from any committee she's on, and I think there has to be a way to get her booted from her position. You cannot elect people like this. For everything that's happened in Georgia, it's just another strange thing that went on in that state. All right, so I said it's an open door here as far as weighing in on Marjorie Taylor Greene, and you can do that by sending me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. We're doing an unofficial poll. Should she stay or should she go? What's interesting is I did this because a lot of people that are identifying themselves as super conservatives, Republican, lifelong Republicans, do not think that she's good for the party. And yes, she's one representative, but it's not good to have that voice on the Hill. So that's interesting. I don't know that it'll all weigh out that way. You can certainly weigh in. All right, let's go to this one. This one is about GameStop. This one is from Clarence. And Clarence says, I know everybody's talking about GameStop, so I want to throw in my point of view on this. I do think when you've got people with time on their hands, these younger millennials, and they have the opportunity, good for them, to put the short squeeze in a different way on GameStop and stop the momentum of the investments the other way with the people who have deep pockets who are betting against it. We know that brick-and-mortar company is headed down the tubes. There's no question about it. So the Reddit crowd that did what they did, I think bravo to them, and some of them made money on it big time. So GameStop plunged more than 50%. You're right about that. While AMC, silver prices, and silver mining companies also sharply fell, and some of what's happening now is there's trading restrictions from Robinhood and other brokers on how many shares of volatile stocks like GameStop, AMC, Express, Nokia, that retail investors can purchase in a single stock at a time. But the heavily shorted stocks could rally again. So it's interesting. Mark Cuban, who has a ton of money, the owner of the Mavericks, and he's one of the sharks if you watch that show at all, and he urged members of Reddit's Wall Street Bets community, because that's where they're talking on the boards, etc., to stay the course with stocks like GameStop. And he said, I have no doubt that there are funds and big players that have shorted the stock, again, thinking they are smarter than everyone else on WSB. So the Shark Tank investor, also egging it on, said, I know you're going to hate to hear that the lower it goes, the more powerful WSB can be stepping up to buy the stock again. And so what have we learned from this? Retail investors have proven they can push hedge funds around, and they are likely to start focusing on other stocks, I would think, I'm just saying, and commodities that they think they can and should move higher. You heard Scott in the call, if you heard that, say, you know, jump on the silver. So we'll see, because that tanked. So that's going to be another one that's going to be something to look at and something to ride. Wow, tons of excitement over these young investors that have taken control of the market. All right, so this one is from Ann, and Ann says, Kate, I'm certain you saw it, but what a sad day it was again in America when it comes to what happened in Florida and that shooting and the FBI agents who died. I only heard bits and pieces of it, but I know that two agents were dead, and apparently they were just serving up some sort of warrant. What do you know about that story? Yes, it's a horrible story. Yes, two FBI agents were fatally shot. Three other agents were wounded in a shootout. They executed a warrant at a place called Sunrise, Florida, not far from Fort Lauderdale. And, of course, the warrant that they were trying to serve, he's dead. He shot himself. It happened at 6 in the morning. They went to execute this federal court-ordered search warrant, part of a violent crimes against children case, and this they had been part of an investigation. So two agents had multiple gunshot wounds. They were taken to a hospital. They're in stable condition as of right now. I checked before we jumped on the air. The third injured agent was treated at the scene. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, identified the deceased agents. The president said something about it, this horrible thing that they served heroically, and they're an example of that. And the FBI will always, you know, be in, and the nation be in debt to them. It was at this upscale gated community outside of, like I said, Fort Lauderdale, very early in the morning. So the person who they were looking for barricaded himself in, and it was a wild shootout. People that lived there just heard massive rounds go off, just like a hail of bullets, and all of a sudden then ambulances and massive amounts of police, etc., showing up. And they had done this investigation. They worked the case of crimes against, you know, the one FBI agent had worked this cases against children for more than 6 years. And one even moved to the area just to specifically focus on that. And they had their guy, they believed, and, you know, for porn, horrible, horrific child trafficking porn, that was the allegations, and that's exactly what they were doing there, and it turned into a massive shootout and one where two agents lost their lives, so very, very sad. We jump to another one. Thanks for bringing that up, though. It's one of the worst that they have seen, the FBI has seen, in a very, very long time. All right, we move to another one. This one is from Max, and Max says, Kate, tip of the cap to Hal Holbrook. What an actor. Another life well lived, as I think you put it, but 95, and I heard that he died. Yeah, he played, he was in a ton of things, but I think one of the things I remember for that he was had an iconic portrayal of is Mark Twain. He did one-man shows for like 6 decades, right? He won a Tony Award in the early 90s, or early 60s, actually, for Mark Twain Tonight. He directed that one. That's when he first started doing that. And, yeah, he had a long career. He served in the Army during World War II. He performed in amateur theater productions, and he was iconic in the U.S. and it was in all kinds of television shows, and he was married to Dixie Carter from it. People know her mostly from an 80s sitcom Designing Women, and she died, I want to say, like 10 years ago. So he died at, again, a life well lived, as you said. He died at the age of 95. I don't know that anyone could play Mark Twain like he did. He also, by the way, was in the movie All the President's Men. He was Deep Throat in that movie in the 70s. Robert Redford was in it, if you remember. Dustin Hoffman was in it. And he ended up getting, he had an Oscar nomination in 2008 for Best Supporting Actor for his role in a movie called Into the Wild. So, and he was 82 when he was nominated for that. So how about that? But again, you're absolutely right. He was an American treasure, especially for the way he portrayed Mark Twain. I never saw a performance live, but I saw a couple of them that were on various channels that were recorded, and I don't, like I said, I don't know that anyone can quite do it the way that he did it. Coming up, we have some big news from the show, and also the mic drop moment. Meet you on the flip side.
As
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
In 1965, this was the sound. Commission's done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy tree. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Mes chers, laissez le bon temps rouler. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Laissez les bon temps brûler. Laissez les bon temps brûler. Laissez les bon temps brûler.
Indeed, laissez les bon temps brûler. Let the good times roll. For those of you listening to us in New Orleans, you know exactly what that means. But we have to celebrate something here on the show, another affiliate where, boy, we all want to see the good times roll, even if you don't say it that way. And it is Lafayette, Abbeville, Jennings, Lake Charles, Hackberry, Cameron, Moss Bluff, Louisiana, all those markets, KFXZ 1520 AM and KLCJ 104.1 FM. Thanks to Charles Sagona. He is the OM and PD there for picking up the show. We truly appreciate it and are excited to add more of an audience, even more people, to the party that we have here on our nightly celebration of America tonight. And I've talked about Louisiana and spending time there, and I have been through those areas. Oh, my gosh, Lake Charles. How often have we talked about Lake Charles and some of the things that have happened there? When you look at a map and you look at Louisiana, and when Mother Nature is not too kind, how often some of those areas are exposed to some nasty weather. You know, it seems like we started off the show talking about weather with the snow in the East Coast and the 2 feet of snow. And you know, it's not about snow angels, it's about snow blowers because you're trying to get rid of the white stuff up there. But they're not worried about it down there in Louisiana. So again, thanks and welcome aboard. We're very, very excited about that. So now is our mic drop moment. Internet. Do you remember the old dial-up? Yeah, internet and speeds. And now how fast, we're always talking about broadband. How fast, how do you stream? How fast is your internet? How good is your internet speed? What is a good internet speed for home? Certainly not dial-up. And I say it's a mic drop moment because what happened was Alex, Sir Alex, who is our technical maestro here, Alex Knutson, got underneath the saddle on me and said, "What is going on with internet?" Because you know everybody's working from home, so it pulls on the internet. So he's asking me about internet speed. So lo and behold, we did an upgrade. It did take 5 hours, but 5 hours of my life I won't get back. But there was some good conversation with the installer from AT&T. But the internet speeds, a good speed, so you know, I thought it would be good to tell all of you in your home offices, or just running the internet and streaming movies from your house, internet speeds in the 100 to 200 Mbps. Are considered good because they can handle common things like the streaming and the video chats for 2 to 5 users. Speeds above 200 and up to 1,000 are considered to be faster than average and can support 5 or more users. Because now some of you have kids in the house and you're doing the whole Zoom thing and then everything else that would be whatever the normal use is. And then you multiply that by your community and oh boy. And you know what it's like when the internet goes down. I call it the internet, but when whatever it is company you're with, it went down. My fiber went down. What do I do? On the community pages, it just immediately, it just is sent through the entire neighborhood. So I am proud to say that now we are up in that 300 to 1,000, somewhere in there range. Yeah, it's important. And by the way, this, because I feel like, you know, sometimes on the show, it's a public service, we have to offer this up to you. You can do a speed test. So if you're listening to me and it sounds like gobbledygook and you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can do a speed test at home. It's easy to check it. Just go to speedtest.org and it'll show you what the speed is. And then you can go from there and then you can tell how fast it is and whether or not an upgrade's available. And sometimes the upgrades are free or even, depending on what your bill looks like, maybe even they reduce it a bit. That was our case, so it turned out to be not so bad, except for, again, it was a lot of time where you're installing and it's kind of that whole thing of, your internet's going to be down, ma'am, for 4 hours. 4 hours? That's like 4 hours in today's world? That's like 400 hours. Are you kidding? No, 4 hours it's going to be down. So you're going to have to take a pen and a pad, and you're going to have to write that way. So that was the one thing. That was just a little bit of inconvenience, but actually it was a very, very good thing, and I thought it would be funny. And it is a mic drop moment that I didn't quite have dial-up, but, you know, it's a good thing to check the internet speed. You remember when you switched over from dial-up? I know some of you remember dial-up, and what a big deal it was. Wow. Go all of a sudden. You don't have to hear that noise every single time you sign on and wait. Is it connecting? Is it connecting? I think it's connecting. It might be. Yeah. All right. Here we are at the tail end of this hour. We started off talking about the snow and the COVID cases and the hospitalizations that are falling. So that's a good thing that, you know, there's more ICU beds available and hopefully they're not going to be used in some areas because we're seeing that some of the cases are falling, but I still think you have to be cautiously optimistic because it's been a nightmare where we've had the amount of desks that have still stacked up, and what it's been like in the beginning of 2021. And now you've got these mask mandates traveling wise. So one of the things that's happened is, you know, we're required to wear masks in planes, trains, buses, subways, taxis, car services, boats, transportation, all that kind of places. So that's a new order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that kicked in this week, actually. Yes, it's Groundhog Day. And if you don't comply, then you can't travel. You can get booted from wherever you are if they feel like pulling you off of a train or wherever you're seen. So they're going to be, I'm going to call them mask cops. There are those that are going to be enforced by the Transportation Security Administration agents and other federal authorities, state and local types, that they'll, to the extent they're allowed by the law, that because of these required measures, because of what's now happened, they can implement additional civil measures to enforce the provisions, right? So it's kind of murky in one way, but not, because you have deputizing federal agents and state authorities and local cops to enforce transit mask rules. So that opens up new things that could happen. Unfortunately, it also opens up new potential abuse opportunities and police harassment and things that could explode for people who aren't wearing a mask and they end up getting into it with whoever tries to stop them. So, you know, travelers can take masks off when you're eating, drinking, or taking medication, that kind of thing. So there is a weird kind of gray area. Like I said, there could be misinterpretation, that kind of thing when somebody gets nailed for it, let's say. And the mask, by the way, can't be a bandana, a scarf, a ski mask, or any of that, because it's too loose. It's not tight. So you see people that will put that up, you know, take a bandana, especially put it up against their mouth. So if you do that, then that, you know, they're going to call you on that. You can't have that. And there are other things that it can't be. It can't contain a valve, or can't be made from knitted fabrics or leather or plastic or vinyl. So that's a lot of gray area and room for the people who are watching us to choose, you know, who they target for enforcement, right? And this rule came about, it really kicked in a couple of days ago, officially, I'm going to say, where it's become a thing that people are paying closer attention to it. Not on planes so much, but more on trains and some of the other transportation spots I mentioned, like taxis, etc. So when are we going to start seeing videos, I guarantee we will, of somebody who gets into it when they're stopped because of the kind of mask they have on? Keep it together, people. Thanks for listening to this hour, and make it count.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.